And the web as well. So we've just listened to One Moment in Time. What other church would you go to of where you could hear a song by Whitney Houston? This particular version is by a lady called, I think it's Diane. I know what it says. I think it's Diane. But anyway, one or the other, Diane Dano, we apologize already, winner, and she did a really good version of it, and a very fine singer, and indeed a very good performance all round. It was one of these television things, I don't know which one it was. Anyway, this is our sermon, One Moment in Time. For those who have been here several times before, and they know we do songs occasionally, it is that the song will illustrate to us a spiritual truth, but in the lyrics of the song, it helps us to understand and hopefully remember. So there we are. So I want to begin then and just say, One Moment in Time, when you listened to those lyrics, and I put them up on the screen there as you've seen them, is that it's all about the pursuit of excellence. It's about achieving one's full potential. It's about being successful and having the approval of others. That's in it. And all of these, and actually more, are contained within the lyrics of this song. It describes many people, and it describes life for a lot of people in a whole variety of areas, of course. So see, all of these characteristics, wanting to succeed, wanting to achieve, reaching your full potential, all of those are highly valued and sought after in the world out there. But they're equally as important in our Christian community. It could be at times they're even more important, though that'll really be a matter of opinion, won't it? Often I've heard down through the years, and increasingly so, as striving for excellence, as striving for success. One Moment in Time describes that very much, and the journey that people make to get there. It won't be difficult for us to identify with some of these lyrics, although it might be easier for some and harder for more. But all of us want the very best for people, be it for ourselves, be it for our family, extended family, whatever the case is. And that seems to be built in. And God knows if it's not built in, somebody will won't be long build it in for you. Succeeding and excellence are really important to people. Very important, in actual fact. So anyway, we begin where the song begins. It says, each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. We understand that. You give something your all. You give it your very best. That's the way things go if you want to succeed. It moves on to say this. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest hour is yet unknown. I'm on the journey. I don't know exactly how it's all going to pan out and what will be the final income, or outcome, I should say. But that describes very much people's lives, people's careers, regardless of what they are. They set out a certain amount of thinking and ambition within them, and then hoping to see that how it all work out. And sometimes you meet people and they say, I don't know how it's all going to work out yet, but we press on until we get to the end, and then we will see. That describes, doesn't it, pretty much a lot of people. It's a striving for success. The problem with success and that striving and that excellence, it doesn't come easy. It could be argued if it came easy, everyone could do it. It doesn't come easy. In actual fact, it requires a great deal of sacrifice. We wouldn't use the word sacrifice. We would use the word hard work. And the song continues. I broke my heart, fought every gain. To taste the sweet, I face the pain. There's the striving, but there's a cost to it. And we understand that. I rise and fall, and yet through it all, this much remains. Regardless of what is costing me, regardless of the hassle, the inconvenience, or indeed the mental anguish, whatever it is, you know yourself. All of this is striving for this. Give me one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all my dreams are a heartbeat away and all the answers are up to me. Doesn't that describe much of the philosophy of being in control and that ability and that being able to prove oneself? How many times have you asked people, what are your dreams? What are you dreaming of? What are you hoping to achieve? And often people will say, and all the answers are up to you, because if you put in the work, you know, painful though it be and sacrificial though it may be, you will get there. And this is ultimately where the songs go with it, isn't it? This is the chorus, by the way. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny, then in that one moment of time, I will feel. What will you feel? I will feel eternity. Us Christian community may have a different opinion of that. But what we're saying is, what people say is, I know when I will have arrived and it will be worth it. I know my dreams, I know my plan, I know where I need to go and where I want to go, and I know once I get there, this is how I will feel. Pretty much describes a lot of people, both in the church and out of the church. It describes parents with ambitions for their children. It describes people who are in high-powered careers wanting to go further. It can describe people who are athletic. Maybe people who are musicians, and in this case, this is what they're seeking after there is fame. Anyway, we move on. So you've got to keep going, because the end, getting to the end, will be worth it. We've all heard people saying that, and maybe that's the advice you have given. It's not bad advice. It says, I've lived to be the very best. I want it all, no time for less. How that is greeted in the Christian world is, that's good ambition and go for it. It is viewed as very good drive, isn't it? And when people like that say, well, they're go-getters, and they're definitely going to succeed. Then it moves on to say this, I've laid my plans, now lay the chance here in my hand. Provide me with the opportunity to prove myself and to show what I am worth and what I am capable of. That's in there and those lyrics right in front of us. But it's part of the philosophy of life, maybe to varying degrees depending on where you're at. But behind all of this, if you haven't noticed, and I must point it out now, is that ability to be in control, that ability to drive and to strive for excellence or full potential and all that. And ultimately, there's a goal at the end that I want to arrive, and I know when I have arrived that I will say it will be worth it. And then the chorus is repeated, give me one moment in time. When I'm more than I thought I could be, when all of my dreams are a heartbeat away and all the answers are up to me. Literally, the world is now at my feet, so to speak. Maybe not all the world, but whatever area that I have strove for it. It's there. Give me one moment of time when I'm racing with destiny. Then in that moment of time, I will feel eternity. Now we know it's niggling, but we have known people who have made it and who have succeeded in a whole variety of areas. Some and actors, some musicians, some in sports, some in academia, some in media, broadcasting, all that. And we've heard their stories, and saying is, it wasn't exactly as I thought. I didn't feel eternity, but we know that. But for the most part, we'll park that, because we'll say is, once I get there, I'll feel different. It will be different for me. And it can be like that for some people, but for an awful lot of other people, it can be quite devastating. Let me illustrate. I was at the swimming pool the other morning, and we were having a shower, a whole gang of us, and there was two men talking to each other. And one, I couldn't but listen to this big conversation, and it began with, well, I remember I was told, get a good leaving. I got a good leave. Then I was told, go to college and get a good degree. I went to college and I got a good degree. Then I was told, get a good, secure job. I got a good, secure job. This is all the conversation. Then I was told, get on with your career and climb the ladder. I've got on with my career and I've climbed the ladder. Then I was told, get a good pension plan so that when it's, if your time is finished here, you'll have something to fall back in. I've got the pension plan. And he said, and what is it all about? I have done everything that they say you should do, and I have achieved all of it. But what does it mean? That man didn't feel eternity. I have watched, as you know, down through the years, I have great interest in music and musicians and all that. And I have seen people who have really succeeded. I'm not talking here now about stars. I'm talking about musicians who are really good, and they would be background figures to you and me, but highly rated. And I've seen some of them turn out to be alcoholic. Terribly sad. I've seen others who have lost everything. Marriages broke, the whole lot. I knew of a man who was really talented, and he ended up living in the camp. And he was incredibly successful. But there's a draw in us to think, if we get there, we will have arrived, and my goodness me, it will feel good. Not for all. And in some cases, maybe not for long. Anyway, we move on. You're a winner for a lifetime if you seize that one moment in time, make it shine. This is where she really builds up, goes up the key. But that is very much the philosophy. You're a winner for a lifetime if you seize that one moment in time. And it's given to you a handmade opportunity. It's your time to shine. You seize that and on you go. Now that's pretty much something we have heard over and over and over, isn't it? It's your moment. Go for it. Give it all. Seize the opportunity and show them what you're made of and what you can do. Back into the chorus. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Then in that moment of time, what? You arrive, now what? And this is where the song ends. Then in that moment of time, I will be free. I will be. That's the dream. That philosophy is out there, and it's put into people's heads, young and old, to strive for excellence and to reach your full potential. But in that philosophy, there is a hidden danger. It's not all bad, don't get me wrong, but there is a hidden danger in it. And so built into that danger is especially dangerous for the people of God. It's dangerous for all people, but it's especially dangerous for the people of God. Now you're trying to figure out what verse is he going to put up there. From 1 John, do not love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear possible or important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from Him. The world and all its wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. Let me just apply this. How many people do you know within the household of faith who have achieved great things, but they have strived for success, they have studied hard, they have worked hard, they have tremendous self-discipline. And they have arrived with what we would consider good careers and a good lifestyle. But what has been the cost? Most times the cost has been their relationship with God. The other stuff has squeezed out that love, and things end up being more important. And there's little time and little room in their hearts and in their lives for anything got to do with God. That's the danger that this song highlights and highlights so well. No, it doesn't highlight so well. It's the scripture that highlights the hidden danger behind it. But there's enough people out there who have walked that road who are able to tell us it's not the end of the rainbow and all that glitters is not gold. The hidden danger. That's as far as I'll go today. Lord, we commit this and say, Lord, this is what you've given. And I'm following your instructions as to just do half and then come back again and do another Sunday, which we will do. Lord, everyone wants to reach their full potential, but Lord, none of us wants to reach it and have the love of the forest squeezed out of us, of where, Lord, we're left with stuff. We may be seen and perceived, even in the Christian world, as successful, but at a great price. Lord, we can put names and faces, which is very sad, to those scriptures that we have in front of you. Because, Lord, they strove after that philosophy, give me one moment in time. And, Lord, in some cases, to this point, it has been to the detriment of their souls, maybe, Lord, but definitely their relationship with you. The heart for you has left and has been replaced by them. Lord, we come and ask that you will give us wisdom next week, Lord, and how to, Lord, to travel that route and not lose our love for you. This, Jesus, we ask in your name.